Now you've turned your record over and you're all ready for some more Sing Time sing-along songs.
Bob?
You could actually save people from death.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
You killed a fly with a fly head. She killed a human with a human head. If she murdered, so did you.
I know.
But I was deranged.
Yes, yes. It could have been
the subgenius hour of SWAT.
I know there are things about the Force that they're not telling me.
Let me help you to know the subtleties of the Force.
Even the nature of the dark side.
If one is to understand the great mystery, one must study all its aspects, not just the dogmatic narrow view of the Jedi. If you wish to become a complete and wise leader, you must embrace a larger view of the Force.
Well, I can't shake it.
Friends, that was Keith Richards with that song 999, a little clip of it anyway. Because, friends, this is Hour of Slack number 999. And it's a salute to Bob show. Because 999 is, in fact, the number of Bob. Because Bob isn't the Antichrist, Bob is the anti-Antichrist. And he's not the Christ, he's just the one that messes up. The Antichrist. Not because he's a good guy, just because he's Bob. And friends, there's so much magic in this number of Bob 999. Did you know that 2 times 999 equals 1998? The date the world ends? 2 weeks from this recording time, in fact? Did you know that 3 times 666 equals 1998, but that 6 times 333 also equals 1998, and 333 is the number of the anti-Bob. So happy X Day, friends. And so now let's let Norel Pref take us now into the Bob Hour.
Join us now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Our speaker today is Bob. The title of his message is,
According to the Flesh. There is much potential in this room. I am stark naked, according to the flesh. We are equipped. We have what we need, young person. Think about that grace that saw you as a spiritual corpse and blew you. When you want to be full-time, submission is expected. The scope is expansive. It is going everywhere. The blood and the gore that we find ourselves in, the sin, the stain of iniquity, a mood or an attitude of negativism. I shared a story yesterday with Bob about his father. He came up to me and he had this wild-eyed look in his face and he said, Bob, we'll do a mental exercise. Live in the context of history. History of blood and gore and violence and sin doubt the existence of human history. I'm going higher someday. What are you going to do about it? Bob had a large, wonderful head. I did whatever he needed me to do. I gulped and stopped breathing. because all of our worthless financial resources. Studied the essence of Bob, which by the way is the official name of our Savior, according to the flesh.
You've been listening to the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Send a check. Sponsored by Bob.
What happens when your diary was a dam? What happens when your diary was a dam? The man from Planet X9 and save the members of the subgenius church.
But until that day, the power and wisdom of Bob can help us break their mind control by activating that mutant gland that we all have within us.
Hey, what's going on here?
Along with Bob, the pursuit of Slack, and a conspiracy of pinks, the subgenius theology includes a vision of the apocalypse. According to church doctrine, on July 5, 1998, when the television signal of Amos and Andy reaches the men from Planet X, the aliens will unleash their wrath upon the Earth.
And the men from Planet X are going to come down and take over Earth. They're going to...
They will put us out of our misery unless Bob can explain to them in ways that they can understand that there is something on Earth worth saving.
And only the subgenii, the dues-paying, book-buying, receipt-in-the-pocket, paid-in-full to the church subgenii, have the tiniest prayer of survival. The rest of them, it's a tough world, Jack.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
They destroyed the world.
Already, hospital facilities have begun to crack under the strain, and civil defense authorities state that the situation is much the same across the entire country. Martial law is now nationwide.
Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared.
Bob?
Call Rat Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes.
Oh. I got exactly what I wanted!
Woo! How long have you been on board, Bungo John? I mean, Jane.
About 15 minutes now.
Oh, geez, I thought it was 15 years.
I've been on for 15,000 years.
Well, there's no real time, is there?
No, it's whatever time you want to feel like or have or be on.
Oh, my God, it just never ends. It's like a loop.
It's time control, finally, as Bob promised. Now that I'm on the escape vessels of the sex goddesses, having spent my $30 on Bob, now I have time control.
Yeah, friends, you can wrap the Mobius strip of infinity around your little finger like a ring and wear it when you go to dances or parties or perhaps even
Bob's.
There's nothing like the face of
Bob.
There's nothing like it you'll ever see. A face as happy as it can be. There's nothing like the face of a
Bob.
The great American
Bob.
If this was indeed an extraterrestrial spacecraft with living occupants, it must have been very disconcerting for them to cross millions of miles of space only to be hit on the head with rotten oranges. The dramatic advent of such fascinating objects as those which were first called flying saucers attracted the inevitable attention of those individuals who let their imaginations run away with their veracity. By 1950, some of these characters were beginning to spin their stories of fantastic conversations with alleged space people. Some of them expanded the stories to include alleged rides in the UFOs.
Suddenly everything went black, and I realized that I'd been cut off and shut off in a little tiny room where nobody was listening to me, and I was talking to this hot little plush felt red rubber tip microphone, and not hearing a thing and seeing only little tiny lights, and wondering why I was strapped to this chair and put into this studio that seemed to be rotating very rapidly with lights flashing off rhythmically, and it was a small man with a swollen head and hideously deformed eyes sitting behind the console pushing the buttons while pencil of light and energy flashed across my body, and I wondered why I was there and what did they want of me, and I couldn't figure out why I was sitting there. And they didn't say anything. They just kept flashing those lights at me and pumping those strange chemicals into me. And the man with the funny head, the leader, the man with the strange grin and the pipe.
Well, I just want to know, do you want to be in the church or out of the church? And where's your wallet?
DC-9, push the button.
Yeah. I didn't know that I'd been snatched up, and it wasn't really a dream until I saw these sacred nasal positions. And suddenly it all came back to me. And I realized that they'd stolen 4.5 hours out of my life when they put me in that tiny room and plugged all those wires into me and made me talk and talk.
Only an hour and a half tonight, mister. Because you only paid for an hour and a half.
Is it possible to learn this power? Not from a Jedi.
Bob's only got getting back home on his mind now.
Hi, Bob.
Right, Bob? Bob. Bob.
I came as a visitor, not an invader. I must get back to my ship, see if I can repair it. And then I must leave.
No, wait.
What harm is there in hearing them out?
Other than being a salesman, what does Bob do for a living?
Other than being a salesman? Bob is not on Route 80 with a bag full of brush.
Who has met Bob?
He seemed extremely paranoid. He believed in conspiracies. He came on like a Nazi. I was afraid of him.
Your tricks don't frighten us, neither do you. We've come a long way in 5,000 years.
But you're still of the same nature. I could sweep you out of existence with a wave of my hand and bring you back again. I can give life or death. What else does mankind demand of its gods?
Mankind has no need for gods. We find the one quite adequate.
We shall not debate, mortal.
No, we shall not. For there is but one Bob, and he is Dobbs. J.R. Bob Dobbs. Friends, we've been hearing testimonials from as recently and as nearby as Reverend Chane Smirker in Australica, to as old and near as Dr. G. Gordon Gordon discussing his ride in the UFO from the old, old Subgenius Media Barrage albums of the 80s. Friends, we heard some great preaching from Pope David N. Meyer. We heard that great background music by the Amino Acids, which continues. We heard bits of previous X-Day live recordings, but now let's break for music. I mean, besides this background, Amino Acids music. We'll be hearing from Norel Preff and some Reverend Ed Fred and even Dr. Howell. And we always hear from Lemur constantly. But first, here is Saint N.
Are we controlled by secret forces? Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke? Do people think you're strange? Do you? Then you may be on the right track.
Give me slack or give me food or kill me! Give me slack or give me food or kill me!
Gentle friends, let's kill him boldly, but not wrathfully. Let's carve him as a dish fit for the gods.
Bob?
Yeah, my time explodes. Space blue. Need something in my Dixie cup.
hoping.
Deep Throat. Bob now. Word.
Madonna.
Deep Throat. Bob now.
Deep Throat was a criminal.
Superstar.
The 91-year-old.
Drug addict.
Elton John will perform.
Deep Throat.
Seemingly forever.
Deep Throat.
Bob.
That was in the airport.
In the Arizona pressure at the airport.
Airport in Arizona.
And what the?
Where we just went booze.
Where we were bumped up to first class simply because we were sub gum demons.
They said, you know, Bob, man, you need to be in first class. Here, take this wine, take these gifts, take this seat that folds all the way back and sleep. Sleep. The sleep of
drug induced pilot Chicken John. They followed the marchers this
year. Sleep of the dead.
One day before the death of the recent pontiff.
Put on this flyer jacket.
The 1st of April, 2005.
Put on this periscope.
And so it was.
I mean, the parachute,
the
not the periscope, you idiot.
By crucifixion and taking on.
Okay, now get ready to jump. We're going to be over the area where you will be required to.
Taking
bring
on
back
sin,
the special tools that we'll
and
need.
Putting it off on the cross. All pitied the piteous and was wroth with the rough.
Bless you.
Wow, what's that?
Bless
word?
You,
alien
the
being.
Blessings of
terrifying
the gods
thing.
Of Greece.
Look at that face. Up
by
close.
The gods.
Bless you. May Zeus bless you.
I do not I bow sense. Down to gods and demons, to nameless gods.
The son of Hercules.
Zeus the father, Deus Pater.
Deus Pater. Pater omnipotens.
Anytime you say God on this show, them fighting words.
Oh, a dio.
Here, put on this bulletproof vest. You'll
need
it.
Automatically attack the other show. Yeah, the show on before. I'm doing cleanup, man.
Simply
you left gods all over the place here. Chased them under the furniture.
There's another one. Get him. Here, take your security officer's handbook. You're going to need it. That god's coming for you. He moves. Blow on the dark pepper spray.
Little gods and big gods and movie gods and book gods.
Take the intimidator stock gun!
And other withered stumps of time.
Oh! There's a little god crawling along the floor here begging for mercy.
Here, take the survival armory key. You'll have to get in there after we...
But he could be right outside your door.
Oh, all right, welcome him in.
Bob could be lurking outside your home. Even now, Bob could be getting closer and closer.
My God.
Suddenly you begin to feel it.
It's Bob.
His divine subgenial radiance.
Outside.
Piercing through the walls like radiation.
He's piercing through my wall.
Piercing flesh and bone. Irradiating.
I can feel the slack emanating off him right now.
Slack so powerful that it renders objects in the material world entirely permeable until they boil over with an atomic crust of free neutrinos and cheesy chocolate stuffing. Here in the glowing blue purplish effects of Cherenkov radiation, Bob melts his way through the door. You're trapped. You can't get out the back. Subgenius protoplasm has frozen the lock. Jimmy,
okay. I got a trap door up to the attic. He can't get me.
You've only got seconds before the Bob thing melts its way through the door. The fire department is on its way, but they can't help.
Okay, wait till he gets the flop. I got the stuff in his pipe.
As far as they're concerned, Bob's just another drug, just like heroin or codeine or marijuana. And praise Bob.
Praise Bob.
You don't come down from Bob. You aren't be when you do hit a Bob, you ain't gonna come down from it. You're not gonna wake up the next morning going, oh, I feel horrible. I better have some more Bob. No. I feel terrible. I've had enough Bob. I can't have any more Bob. Bob's made giving me too much slack. Too much slack. Well, one of Bob's pithy phrases was, too much is always better than not enough. And like so many religious slogans, it really sounds good, doesn't it? Think how many alcohol overdoses in college students can be blamed on Bob.
Oh, Bob said too much is always better than not enough.
There is a second part of that slogan, but it's too much of a bring down, and we lopped it off the end. The second part was, but it's almost as bad. And that's just like, too much is always better than not enough, but it's almost as bad. That just doesn't do it for you, does it? No. That's more like what Mom would say. Well, I found out after years and years and years that Mom was right. Three squares and enough sleep will get you higher than anything. And I wish my mom had taken her own advice.
Three.
It's real big around colleges.
It appears to be rapidly increasing.
What happened?
I hope I can get through 11 miles.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, goodness. Do I have to start over now?
Yes, you do.
Man, that steel sink really echoes.
And with
out
that smell. Oh, good Lord. Get to the bathroom.
Oh, that's not good.
All over my shirt.
Oh.
Yes.
My new shirt. And I just put on my new shirt this morning. Now Channel 3 doesn't work because it's all clogged up. Oh, no.
It doesn't.
I was blowing beads, man.
Love beads.
Barfing chunks.
It's not necessary to write this down, is it?
I hope you've been writing it down because there'll be a quiz at the end of the show.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen again.
The other DJ will.
The shaggy muzzle of a perfunctory dispatch, muzzling your crotch and growling at the same time.
It'll be a really spooky quiz.
It's going to be the image that you don't want to see on TV.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to use my mind.
Look out the window.
Your mind is not your mind.
Your mind.
My mind
is
not my mind.
Its pain is really a liquid crystal display.
40 years and we're still getting it right. The puzzling evidence show, though, the way the truth was meant to be heard.
Well, there's two reasons for that. One is a secret and the other is a lie.
One? Secret. B, a lie.
Pick now.
C, a lie. B, the lie.
Oh, God, it's getting so confusing.
A, hi. B,
choice
hello.
Q3. Surveillance is a mythanthropic design flaw.
Choice Q4, and down come the pants. See?
Whoa.
Strange air.
I think you're stupid.
That's why Clorox has a line of disinfecting products to get rid of kids. Their lives are helped.
Hey, little brothers and sisters. Why don't you gather around? I've got something important to say to you. Something I think you need to hear. Come on now. You got your life together. You think you're on top of the world. But reality is about to rear its ugly head, my friends. Are you ready to face the music? You're pink! You're pink! We think! You're pink! You drive that big old SUV. Training your wallet into used to be. You're in a material race you just can't win. Following society is your greatest sin. You are destined to fail, my friend. You're gonna be poor and alone in the end. You got your treasures, you got your hoard. But you're only gonna end up broken bored. Come on, friends. It's time to turn over a new leaf. Unleash your weirdness and get some relief. Slack is king and nothing else matters. Don't be pink. Pull yourself up by your latex undergarments. Toss away all your commercial influences. The slack within you can be born again. Act now. This is limited time offer. Get yours now while supplies last. Offer void in Alaska and Hawaii. Be sure to consult your doctor about any risk that might be associated with slack. Yeah, I hope you learned something today. Now I'm going to get myself some slack.
That was Ed Fred Friends. We also heard from Lemur, Philo, Hal, and Puzzling, and some of yours truly, Reverend Stang at Winterstar. Incidentally, I'll be preaching at the 25th anniversary Starwood in late July. See subgenius.com for details. We'll do that on the escape vessels if we have to. We're going to let Radio Synesthesia do the live parts of the show, this show, number 999.
Well, frankly, I don't think that anybody should feel guilty about what their ancestors did. You know, we don't regret the past. We learn from it.
I feel bad about trying to get out of the fact that when Mom and Dad were the only ones who came back from Jonestown and they had the guy on a passport,
you know, the only
far beyond that, you know.
The only regret about the acts of my ancestors that I have is the fact that they ever conceived me in the first place.
Right, the third act, the denouement, where you come down. You know, that's the part that gets us all. Mom and Dad, well, they were stupid. Grandpa and Grandma were stupider. And then some back there, there was like a person with their brain hanging out of their head.
I hope my kids aren't thinking that very same thing right now.
They probably are, Stang. They don't want to copulate because it'll look like you.
I've been trying to encourage my son and daughter-in-law to have a kid.
So it will look like you.
The same age I was when I had a kid. So, and the age my dad was when he had me, which was pretty freakish. Accident, but let's not go into that.
Well, the party feels that better for you, Sammy. Only have one child.
Hey, what's wrong with aborting that baby and eating it if you're hungry? You know, it's a good late night snack.
It is definitely a source of many, many, many essential vitamins and minerals and whatnot.
You could put like a little bit of baby muscle on a Triscuit.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, it's also the most perfect balanced protein you can get, you know, baby.
I just say no to kids.
How about this? How about umbilical cords on hot dogs? Like, instead of a hot dog?
Your parents have told you no more often.
It could be just the umbilical cord in the bun.
By listening
Let us
to this
know
show,
if you're getting a clear signal.
You have
we need you to call. No mouth, no.
You have practically deified yourself.
Our future girlfriend.
To a state of
And let us know, is it coming out there? Is it just static? I mean, we're not getting a regular feedback.
All this is possible.
Signal.
If you are under your own genius.
That would let us know that the
if you are
levels were adequate.
Then you must have slack. Just as slack must have you.
And it is all about the slack. Sometimes slack is just the silent
or
radio
for
signal.
The kids or, you know.
No, we're tired of doing it for the kids now. We're just doing it for
and
the
kids
slack.
Just don't get it. That's the problem.
The kids don't appreciate
kids,
slack.
They don't get the slack. They
don't appreciate it. They don't understand that their forefathers and fathers had to die on the field of battle to make sure that they get the
well,
slack.
Well, they're just kids. They don't know anything. But the problem is, you know, they don't teach them anything today. And they
yeah,
don't
they don't teach them,
about
them
slack.
The kids. So, like, when I was a kid, slack was part of every classroom agenda. We would come in the mornings and, you know, that's the problem. Everybody here doesn't get that kind of training anymore.
Not need slab-sided social engineering, egg-sucking liberal.
You know,
they
used to teach us fun because it was a predecessor to slack. That online listener right just turned on the radio is what it was. They couldn't get the good signal on on the internet, so they had to turn on the full spectrum sound.
Isn't that the way
of the radio?
You are the loudest voice.
You have to imagine the show.
You are the loudest voice. Yeah, you have to imagine what the show sounds like tonight, since we're not sure if we're going out over the broadcast airwaves.
Through the magic of the THX,
the ones owned by the public. You, the public, own these airwaves right now that we are signaling across the sort of like bumping into.
Airy waves.
Irrespective of their waveform. We're going up one side and then simulating a downward.
Let me do some of that show.
Here you go. Try some of this.
It's a great show.
Hey, pass me some of that show.
Here you go. If we're going, if you can hear us tonight, call 848-4425 and the 520. We'll need to get a little.
Hold on.
He's blowing some show our way.
He completely blew out the headphones. These headphones have they're bleeding now. These headphones are bleeding.
Well, they are another sign of the end times when headphones shall bleed.
Really?
And audio.
So, do you know the people that took the baby from the Body World show?
So, is that in Doss?
I'm still trying to find out. Was that Sacramento?
What about Trace?
Well, I'll trade you this shiny piece of tinfoil.
Sadly, pretty good for the radio.
Okay, so I guess that if... Now, this isn't a real caller, though. This is just a tape.
No, this is a real caller right here.
Sure, that's what the last tape said. We need to know if it's... Are you a live real caller or are you a recorded?
I'm alive.
But you're a pre-recorded live real caller, right?
From the multi-index memory.
I think he's pre-recorded. It's not one we know for sure is actually listening to us in real time right now.
Real time.
Organization of
Mike off.
I know that's a clever mixing technique that our operator... Puzzling Evidence is probably tricking the audience now into thinking that they're listening to a live show with live callers.
Would he do that?
Pseudo-religion. There they go again with that pseudo-religion.
Well, they're sort of a pseudo-religion, judgmental.
Church of the Subgenius.
Imaginary memories, too. A lot of the newer McDonald's products contain, like, synthetic memories. Like, you have a quarter pounder with cheese, you know, you go with some old standby like that. Half an hour later, you're thinking of maybe, like, mowing some people down in Baghdad or Fallujah.
Was there! Damn it, I remember!
Well, if you get cow memories, it's usually pretty peaceful up until the very last one.
Well, as you know...
Not if the memories are coming from the cows that went into the McDonald's burger. Maybe if you get like an Amish burger, the memories would be peaceful. But
you don't want the memories of the slaughterhouse.
You don't want the memories of the feedlot.
Well,
you don't want the memories of
ones,
the.
But up until then, they're on Valium.
Not really. They're on heavy doses of antibiotics and hormones.
I wonder which memory in the other world would be the most salient in your mind. Would be all those goopy, happy things you did, or the fact that you were being corralled in a place with about 5,000 other monkeys and people were plugging you right and left. It might leave a little stain, you know?
Bummer, man.
And that's what we're eating every time we eat a McPuser or a Harvey's or a Deluxe or any of those things like that. We're eating the excrement of the vegetable kingdom as well as the mineral kingdom and the fuselage of the animal kingdom.
Hey, man.
Not
at the Stang Ranch, we raise cows. Believe me, they have a very peaceful life.
Oh, yeah, they go out to pasture and everything, don't they, I bet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way cows, evolve to live, you know? They have a nice big grassy pasture to stand around in and soak up some sun and munch on some grass. And
pure
do they chew their cud? Do these cows on your ranch actually chew their cud?
We don't send them to a slaughterhouse. We strangle them ourselves.
Well, that's the way God intended, you know.
With our own bare hands, with our own stang, strong bare hands.
Now, some of the more prized specimens you keep, right? The ones you want to let die of old age. The one that you got is, you know, remember the one that's named G. Gordon Gordon?
Right, the one that saved my life when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
We didn't eat that one until it was like 40 years old.
Gonna talk to my attorney. Gonna take a little journey too far away. Down in some genius land. To the city that is Bobstown. To the place that's known as Bobstown. Gonna take me down. Down to some genius land. Gonna wash my brain until my pain goes way down there. Sell all my stuff. I've got enough to stay down there. Way down in Southeast Asia, in the jungles of Malaysia. Come on with me, I'll take you by the hand. Gonna turn my brain to porridge when they put my soul in storage. When we go down, down to subgenius land. It's the place I know where the bobbies go and they milk them dry. Those endless mobs still seeking Dobbs, though they don't know why. They don't know why, so if you like to gamble, come and take a little ramble. Just step right up and tell me I'm your man. Gonna be with you in Bobstown, in the city known as Dobbstown. When we all go down, down to subgenius land. So hop aboard, you little campers. Crawl into Beelzebub's belly, and down to subgenius land you go as the master demon chews you and masticates you, and you slide down the demonic esophagus to Dobbstown, Malaysia.
When the trumpet calls X Day in a brother and sister band, when they blow the world away, we shall have paradise. Subgenie of the world unite. Alien sex every night. Subgenie of the world, subgenie of the world, subgenie of the world unite.
Lonesome Cowboy Dave, live there, friends, at the Beachland Ballroom, backed in part by ESO. We're now around the middle of the show, 9:99. Meanwhile, the Berkeley Show has lost 10 listeners.
The beginning of the show,
with the two
now we've got the 47 poor listeners. Those other Johnny Come Lately, those other seven. We don't like those other seven listeners anyway. We're glad they're gone. We'll be down to the true believers very shortly.
By the arch of the
They won't jump the rocket ship as it falls back to Earth.
That's right. They're going to ride it down in the fullness of its furious blazing glory.
One of my favorite versions of that in an actual subgenius short story is in
Captain
Tomorrow and the P-47 that rules the Earth.
From PR News in Washington, I'm set for tomorrow. General Motors said today that it will eliminate PR News. The cuts should save about $2.5 a year and move the world's biggest automaker back toward PR News. A senior Palestinian official complained to some of Africa's poorest countries. Stocks 1-10-3-4-5-6-7-8. President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair are holding a joint at the White House. President Bush said that Blair has been seeking a deal he hopes to present to PR News in Washington.
Anybody got the? Anybody know the scientific name for poison ivy?
No. Uma Thurman.
It's also a homeopathic remedy. A homeopathic remedy.
Uva Scirpus. You know, the great thing about homeopathic remedies is you could poison an entire city water supply with just a few molecules of a.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, but you know, where do you find the right homeos to do the job?
Well.
I maintain that it's one of the biggest frauds ever perpetuated in the history of medical science, actually.
Well, think about it. You know, but according to the way homeopathy works, It's almost in like theory. The less of a the greater the dilution, the more powerful the medicine. So if you just put one or two molecules of, say, cyanide into the city, I mean,
then everybody will be immune to cyanide poisoning.
No, I
don't think it actually works that way. I don't know. Like, there's quite a bit of research out there that is questionable, puzzling. It was kind of invented back when they knew even less about medicine than we do now.
Associative magic.
You know, like, homeopathy was invented 200 years ago, about, at a time when they were still using leeches. And they kept on finding that leeches kept on, you know, a lot of patients kept on dying when they used these leeches, and they didn't understand, like,
well,
this is good medicine,
still
right?
Well, the leeches now.
But then when they figured out that if you give them a sugar pill, the sugar pill won't kill them the way the leeches might. So suddenly they found something that worked better than leeches, and they've been doing it ever since.
Psychotherapy. No, mind control?
Yeah.
Bad medicine. All these things and more, perhaps.
Come on down to Dr. Sinister's office, lay down on the couch, tell me your problems, I'll prescribe you a homeopathic remedy.
The first gay person you see,
I'll give you some oleum serpentis.
So afraid of, and you'll punch him.
They all have the Latin names too, so you don't know what they really are. Because if, like, if you found out that you were paying $5 for a jar of natrum muriaticum, and like it didn't even have any natrum muriaticum in it, and you could make it yourself at home for, do you know what natrum muriaticum is?
Mucus.
Salt.
Salt. I'll be damned.
Oh, yes. Somebody called up to a store once asking for, I'm looking for a homeopathic remedy called Diplumbum Metallicum. And the salesman said, oh, yes, metallic lead. Yes, we have some of that right over here. It's like, why would I want to put lead in my body? So these people, they take these medicines. They don't even know how they're made or how they're supposed to work. it's kind of ridiculous. Like, once you tell them how it's supposed to work and how they're made, they're like, that can't work.
And yet, there are people who swear by that stuff.
Because they believe. And if you notice
right.
a lot of the complaints that they prescribe these things for are things that would go away on their own in an hour anyway. And the directions on all of them are like, you know, dissolve 2 to 4 tablets under the tongue once every hour for 4 hours until symptoms disappear.
Lay down in bed for 20 minutes and headache will go away.
Yeah, you know, silly stuff like that. Oleum serpentis, that's my favorite.
Well, the ear candling is a good example of, I saw people absolutely believe in that stuff.
Well, ear candling can do some things, but not a lot of the things
but
that people claim they can do.
The same thing if there's no ear attached to it.
Well, as far as pulling out wax goes, ear candle will not pull wax out of your ear.
No.
It will put wax
in your
ear. I've tried
exactly.
It before. Those funnels that you have to wear.
Yeah.
They make, you know, people burn crosses on your yard. And
right,
they, you know,
and it doesn't keep the saucer beams out of your head or the government beams out of your head.
You continue to hallucinate
perfusion. And it doesn't fend off nanorobots.
Although it can have an effect on the air pressure balances between the head, you know, the ears and the sinus and all that stuff.
Well, the overall barometric
so
pressure,
you can change like
the
pressure
FDA
maybe
and the DEA and the
but you know, you're not going to be pulling out the wax
up at your house later. But
although I can say that it's probably, you know, if you have the evil spirits in your head that cause those voices all the time, the ear candle can draw out the evil spirits and burn them up,
right?
So
and
you won't hear those voices
if you get
anymore.
An orgone ear candling that is especially efficacious.
Don't even get me started on the orgone.
Yep, the Reichian, the Reichian candles are shaped like little P-32s, and they can take down flying saucers. Or
they can cause rain. They're like rain-making machines and flying saucer repellent. I bought one of those things to keep flying saucers and ghosts away.
Well, I tell you, man, it
has worked fantastically.
Yeah, but you got a really good one, Stang, when you had that stroke of luck and you spent the extra money, ain't you? You know, a lot of people can't afford that kind of thing around their house.
Yeah, I was lucky to get it. I got a really good deal and it came along at a good time. But, you know, it has kept supernatural beings, really every order of supernatural invasive creature away.
Well, the ones that aren't that good, you know, seep and leak. The next thing you know, you think you're living in a good place to live, and there's an alien ghost, you know, at your dinner table, you know, saying, you know, the coffee sucks.
It's a fine time for the computer here to start crashing on me when I need to play some... Oh, okay, here we go.
Statistics.
I'm stupid.
That's why Clorox has a line of products that can make kids sick.
Yes.
What is left of Bob's right brain?
In Bob's right brain, there's nothing left. In his left brain, nothing works right. So don't depend on him for cosmic wisdom. We worship Bob only because he's luckier and better and smarter. Well, he's not smarter. He's actually just luckier. That's why we call it subgenius. We believe that intelligence has been misdefined by the conspiracy of the normals, and they equate it now with book smarts, whereas what Bob is talking about is common sense, sense of humor, and dollars and cents. Yeah. Which reminds me, I have a trunk load of CDs of our radio shows, MP3 collections, where you can get like 60 radio shows in one disc. We've got DVDs, and I can do marriages. If you need just a 24-hour marriage, say you're a young couple, or three, four, just you and your hand, I don't care what. You need to feel absolved for like 24 hours or so. You don't want to really get hitched. I can take care of that. I'm ordained enough to fulfill that. And if I'm not, then there's a lot of people living in sin and a lot of people who wasted money on divorces.
I don't have nearly as many workers around here at the church headquarters as I used to. We had to lay off, God, you know, half of the factory.
Bob is a stingy, stingy master.
We lost a lot of limousines and mansions.
Outsourced to Planet X.
Oof. I had to sell
those
old Bessie.
Damn exists, they work for peanuts.
Yeah.
How can we compete for our jobs with exists? 687-3515. Thought we had another caller.
They believe in the exist aliens. They believe in the gray aliens.
Right.
Which are, you know, sure, they're there, but they're, those are like,
off-white,
you know,
ones.
Those are no account. Worthless bunch of...
The Manila aliens.
They're hardly any more advanced than we are.
Yes.
I'm kind of new to all this, and I was wondering what Bob's last name is.
Oh, I'm sorry. His full name is J.R. Bob Dobbs. Oh, okay. Dobbs is his last name. Yeah, I'm sorry. The J.R. doesn't stand for anything. Okay. And he has, quote, Bob, unquote, is on his birth certificate. People occasionally will say, well, Bob's just made up character, isn't he? Would you say that to a Christian? Oh, Jesus just made up character, isn't he? People just don't, you know, they don't have sensitivity about these things. Yeah.
Is the pipe important to Bob?
Some think that the pipe is the one calling the shots. Look at this t-shirt. This is a really unusual one. I didn't realize that until about half an hour, or an hour ago. I was thinking, well, Bob's smoking this brain, right? And his brain's on fire. There's another way of looking at this. This brain is sucking Bob's brain through the pipe. The fire is up here. Bob lit, the brain lit Bob's head up here and is smoking his brain through the pipe. And you can do that too. The next time you see Bob, run up there and put a lip lock on that big old pipe and suck.
I know that earlier in your life you took that wrong turn expecting to find the truth.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, you're still looking. You're still looking. And somehow, stumbling through the radio dial late at night, you come across...
Wait, you got me. Oh, no, you lost me. No, you got me.
The Puzzling Evidence Show. And finally, you said to yourself, this is what I've been seeking my entire life.
Of course, if it's a digital tuner, you've been here all along.
Aficionados of politics find the show obsessive. Queen Zishi of Z finds the show... We don't know what she means by that. We're still looking for the translation device. But the Bible is a difficult book to interpret in one setting.
It's all Star Trek.
It contains puzzles and textual variants that are just mind-numbing in a
Is Hal asleep?
Yes, he's asleep. He's disappeared. He's completely intangible. He's
just, yeah, he fell over.
He's discorporate right at this point. Incorporeal.
And we will check and see if there's any life form left. Oh, damn
I won't
it.
Wait. I
We've
can't
driven
wake
them
him
down
up.
To 35.
They're the 35 true
audience
core
elimination
listeners.
Experiment
the ones that
is
know
a success.
This is the
radio
way
listeners are like.
To
I
the
hear
future.
Hal's nose on the microphone.
Hal's nose. The only thing that's left of Hal is his nose stuck yep. to the end of the microphone. The rest of his body has completely disintegrated into a jelly-like mass at the base of his chair. And yet, somehow or another, it's still jiggling and wiggling like Jell-O.
Jell-O, man.
It is Jell-O. Here, try some. Mmm, this is great. Here, Puzzling, try some of this. It tastes like fruit. It's great. I didn't know how. Man. How? God, this is great.
It's like what fruit tastes like on Jupiter.
Man, who would have known Hal had all this Jell-O? God, thank God we don't have to worry about the fate of Iraq anymore. We got Hal's Jell-O.
Oh, yes. This Hal Jell-O is indeed something else. Friends, Hal Jell-O and Dr. Philo Drummond Slime will be at 8X Day, as will the amino acids heard in the background, and Reverend Susie the Floozy, yours truly, Reverend Nikki Deathchick, and Dr. Dark's Drive-In Bad Film Theater every night. And you can, too, if you find out how, at subgenius.com, friends. That's kind of an adults-only website, and it's kind of an adults-only festival. But kids or adults can write to Subgenius at this number coming up. Got that pencil ready? That's Subgenius at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Once again, that's Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. And friends, Lee Murr will now give us the rest of the information.
Bob's a small guy, physically. I'm pretty convinced.
Uh-huh. You seen the photographs, or those are the autopsy photographs that were rearranged to look like choir photographs?
I never trust an autopsy photograph.
Now, don't get us wrong. God loves you. God really does love you. But Bob wants you. God loves you, but old Bobby wants you. And he's going to find you, friends. You can't find yourself. You think you're going to find yourself better than Bob can? Are you that prideful? I tell you what, friends, I'll find myself when they pry me out of my cold, dead fingers. So follow that pied piper out of Condich to glorious Dobstown, friends. But you can't just talk about it like I'm doing up here. You have to do it. You have to actually do it. You can't be a chicken shit. So build your own ship and evacuate or vacate the evacuation chamber, goddammit. This Church of the Subgenius, sure, it's a joke sometimes, but why can't it also be the one true religion? This is the Divinity School of Hard Knocks, my friends, and it actually is as real as it gets. As Dr. Legume said, we will lead this damnation to damnation. And as Princess We Are Doe said, we are good, but we're our own brand of good. So friends, in closing, I want to get off here and get some slack myself. I have refrained from taking any drugs until 5 minutes from now. But in closing, I want to reiterate, friends, when you need slack, you make your own slack. Make your own slack and build your own ship. Bob Dobbs is not the answer, and neither is anything else. You must learn to think for yourself. Only Bob can show you how. And friends, the last thing, the most important thing of all, fuck them if they can't take a joke. And praise Bob. Happy X Day. Bob, bless you. If I don't see you no more in this world, I'll meet you on the next one.
I cut my finger on a soup can lid. I got an infection and it spread to my dick. It swelled up to the size of a human head. And then a mouth opened on it, and this is what it said. Kill the pink boys, quit your job. Mock the world and praise Bob Dobbs. We'll build a ship and take a trip. Go on, go get a pen, write the coordinates. 3.5 months in my garage, tearing parts off of old used cars. My groin at this point was unusually large, and would occasionally hum while smoking cigars. The project was finished, the ship would hold 20. The power source was anything the crew would think was funny. We didn't need the slackless, they're hapless. Our mirth proved its worth in escaping the Stark Fist. On our way to Planet X for sex that wrecks necks, a prairie squid in every pot of money shot a Connie twat. It's an all-hoss hour of bonanza. It's like a world without Tony Danza. Or fans of the pink shit that hits the charts. In a world of dead art, simultaneous lobotomy and sodomy. We take a moment and we pause to reflect on the pinks that we killed and the planet that they wrecked. Then we laugh like banshees and howl like Comanches. Do a victory dance in our underoos and panties. Our fantasy is a reality. Earth turns to dust, it's Planet X or bust for us.
Bob's pipe is lit, space and time shifts. The cause is a slack rift.
It draws in a hit,
a dimensional split. Severs forever, subgenite from pink
Bob
shit.
Bob walked in a circle and steadily exhaled in the smoke. I can see why the pink boys failed.
Two mayonnaise has caused destruction. Second hole of slackless suction. Pay-per-view alien abduction. Functioning on soulless slack, the money should be painted black. The mate from space that stole your balls will soon come back and take it all. Return to slack, return to Bob. Repent, slack off, and quit your job. Or slurp the beastly knob, con gravy. Lick the throbbing vein of slavery. Now you're sleeping like a baby, but Bob woke me up and said,
get out of Dodge, there's a guy who's dicking talk with UFO in his garage.
I ate some bad ham and I got really sick, and in a puddle of my puke where the puke was most thick, a mouth did appear and it beckoned me near, and it whispered the following words into my ear. It said, kill the pink boys, quit your job, mock the world and praise Bob Dobbs. You'll build a ship and take a trip. Go on, go get a pin, write the coordinates. 6.5 months holed up alone. Circuit boards, duct tape, and turkey bones. The ship appeared more than disaster prone, but the vomit assured me that far weirder ships had flown. The project was finished, the ship would hold 20. The power source was anything the crew would think was funny. We didn't need the slackless or hapless. Our mirth proved its worth in escaping the Stark Fist. On our way to Planet X for sex that wrecks necks, a prairie squid in every pot of money shot a Connie twat. It's an all-hoss hour of bonanza. It's like a world without Tony Danza. Or fans of a pink shit that hits the charts. In a world of dead art, simultaneous lobotomy and sodomy. We take a moment and we pause to reflect on the pinks that we killed and the planet that they wrecked. Then we laugh like banshees and howl like Comanches. Do a victory dance in our underoos and panties. Our fantasy is a reality. Earth turns to dust, it's Planet X or bust for us.
Planet X or Bust, the great classic by the great El Queso All-Stars. Praise Bob.
Bob.